This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with our series called Building Character. In these lessons, Pastor Rick teaches us why it's important for us to mature in our faith. He shows us how to continually grow and develop spiritually so we can become more like Jesus. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource that will help strengthen your prayer life. It's the redesigned Daily Hope Prayer Journal with all new art and graphics for 2020. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called How God Tests Your Faith.
The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11, verse 8 to 10, it was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home. See, this is a big change. To leave home and go to another land. He's going to make a major move that God would give him as in his inheritance. And he went, notice, without knowing where. Circle the where. This is the where test. Without knowing where he was going. Now, Abraham is a guy who lived in a city called Ur, which is in the Ur of the Chaldees over in the Iran area, Ur of the Chaldees. How would you like to live in Ur? Where are you from? Ur. Oh, sorry, you had gas. Where are you from? Ur. You burped again. Ur, okay. Abraham lived in the city, big city called Ur, and God says, I've picked you out, and I'm going to make you a great nation, but I'm not going to make you a great nation here. In the Iraq area, I'm going to move you over to the Palestine area, to the Israel area, and I want you to get ready to move. Now, this is an especially difficult move, major change for Abraham. Why? First, he's 75 years old. When he's ready for Social Security, God says, get ready for social insecurity. When he's ready to hang it up and slow down and play golf, God says, take it down, put it on, get ready for the adventure of your life. At age 75, that's not really when you're getting ready to start your greatest adventure in life. Okay, but this is a major change at age 75. He's ready to retire. God says, I'm ready to inspire. You're getting ready to move into your greatest victory in life after age 75. Now, Abraham had a lot to move because the Bible tells us he was a very wealthy guy. So he had years of accumulation. He had a lot of cattle. He had a lot of sheep. He had a lot of goats. He had a lot of family. He had a lot of people working for him, lots of people, employees. And God says, I'm going to move you to a new country. And Abraham says, where are we going? He says, I'll let you know. He said, how will I know when I get there? He said, I'll let you know. He said, what direction? I said, just head that way. And how long is it going to take? I'll let you know. Would you move? If God said, I'm not going to tell you where you're going, how long it's going to take, where you're going to end up, what it's going to be like, just trust me. This is the second test of life. A major change, the test of life is the where test. Imagine, how long is it going to take? I'll let you know. It's totally on faith. Abraham, by faith, obeyed God to leave home and go to another land. Would you do that? You're going to be tested by God when he's going to say, I want you to go that direction. And you go, where? Head that way. What's at the end? I'll let you know. This is a test. Some of you are in the where test of life right now. Some of you are in that first test. Okay, what? But some of you are in the where test. And the where test is God saying, I'm going to move you, and you don't know where yet. That is a test of your character to test your faith. Now, write this down. Faith is following God's leading without knowing where. Faith is following God's leading without knowing where. Sometime God might say, I want you to quit your job. Well, what's the new job? I'll let you know. I want you to sell your house. Where are we going to move? I'll let you know. That is the second test of life, the where, that builds your character. The what and the where. The new task and the major change. Faith is following God's leading without knowing where. So Abraham does this. And he packs up all of his wealth and all of his cattle and camels and sheep and goats and employees and family and grandkids and everything. And he heads off that direction, having no idea where he's going. He eventually gets to Canaan. But still, when he gets to the land, he doesn't get to settle down. In fact, he has to live in tents the rest of his life. And that leads me to the third test. Write this down. The third test you're going to have in life is a delayed promise. You can count on this one, folks. God has over 7,000 promises in the Bible for you. He is not guaranteed to fulfill every one of them instantly. I've told you this before. God is not a vending machine where you put in the prayer and pull the promise button and you get everything instantly. If you did, it wouldn't require any faith. If every prayer of yours was instantly answered, you'd think God was your genie. Your wish is my command. God is not your genie. God doesn't work for you. You work for God. God is not your genie. He has made all these promises, but he has all of eternity to fulfill them. Some of the promises that God has made to you are not even going to be filled here in this lifetime. They're going to be fulfilled in eternity. He's got all of heaven and eternity to fulfill them. But the delayed promise is what I call the when test. First you're going, what, Lord, what? Then you're going, where, Lord, where? And then this one you're going, when, Lord, when? When are you going to answer my prayer? When are you going to hear me? When are things going to change in my marriage? When am I going to get married? When am I going to graduate? When am I going to have a baby? When am I going to get that promotion? It's the when question of life. That's the third test. You're going to go through the when test many, many times in life. Hebrews 11, 8 to 10 says this. Even after Abraham reached the land God had promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner living in a tent. He couldn't even settle down. He's living in a tent, moving around the country God had said, I'm giving you. And by the way, he says, so did Isaac and Jacob. That's his son and his grandson. So for three generations, they're kind of like nomads. Even though God said, I'm giving you this country called Israel. You're not going to get it in this timetable. Even living in a tent, so did Isaac and Jacob, to whom God gave the same promise. Abraham did this because he was confidently looking forward to a city whose eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. Now, in that verse, I want you to circle the word, it's in caps, promise. Circle the word promise. It's used twice, and this is a very important word. It was promised to him, the same promise. God wants us to base our lives on promises, not explanations. If you ever understand that, you're going to take a giant leap in your character and a giant leap in your faith. God wants you to build your life on his promises, not his explanations. God doesn't owe you an explanation for anything in your life. God is God and you're not. And God is not going to explain why everything happens and when it happens and how it happens and the reasons and all. God doesn't owe you an explanation for everything. He wants you to trust his promises, not wait for explanations. Now, God had promised him this land of Israel, but after he gets there, there's this delay in transfer of ownership. And I'm sure Abraham is constantly going, when, Lord, when? You gave me this promise. When are you going to fulfill it? Is it time yet? Is it time yet? Is it time yet? He lives in tents for three generations. That's a long wait. He's unable to settle down. The Bible calls him a stranger in his own country. You may be in this test right now, the when test, where you've been waiting for an answer and there doesn't seem like there's any end in sight. You're going, when? When, Lord? When are you going to take care of this problem? When are you going to take care of this issue? When are you going to take care of this relationship? When are you going to take care of my finances? When are you going to take care of my health? When are you going to take care of my future? And you're just going, when, Lord, when? Not what, not where, but when? I want you to write this down. Faith is waiting for God's timing without knowing when. Waiting for God's timing without knowing when. Here's the four. These are many, many tests, but I'm just covering a few this weekend. Number four is an unsolvable problem. Now, you've all had this one, and this is what I call the how test. You get a problem, and you go, how in the world are we going to solve this one? This is a test. Now, God told Abraham that not only was he going to move him to a new country and give him this land and he would be the father of a great nation, he told him that he was going to have a kid that would have more kids, and they would populate it. That he was not just giving him land, he was going to give him as his heritage a great nation. They were all going to come from Abraham. Now, remember, he's 75 years old when God tells him this promise. He moves to the land of Canaan, which is going to be called Israel. And while he's there, he keeps waiting for his wife to get pregnant. And by age 99, he still doesn't have a son. This is what you might call an unsolvable problem. Now it is physically impossible for him, Abraham, and his wife, Sarah, to have a problem. It's physically impossible. This is, how in the world are we going to have a baby? I'm 99, okay? Sarah's a little bit younger, but Abraham's 99 years old. Goes, the Bible says Abraham looked at his body and said, no way, Jose. Sarah looked at Abraham's body and said, yeah, double no way with you and me, okay? This isn't going to happen. And the Bible says when God said you're going to have a baby and Abraham's 99 years old, it says Abraham laughed. And it said, Sarah laughed. And so when they actually did get pregnant and had this baby, they named him Isaac, which means laughter. Because Isaac was God's joke to the world. You know, Abraham's now 100 years old and he's the father of his first child. Now, God had changed his name from Abram to Abraham, which means father of a great nation. How'd you like going into a restaurant and say, sir, what's your name? Father of a great nation. How many kids you got? None. How old are you? 100. It's kind of embarrassing. God gave him the name way in advance. But they laughed. God had the last laugh. We know that Sarah, when God told her she was pregnant, that she didn't believe it because she laughed. And the truth is, any woman who's 75 and told she's pregnant and believed it would not laugh. She'd cry. Sarah did not cry. She laughed. She said, what a joke. But sometimes God does what I call an unsolvable problem. This is the how test.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick has developed a powerful way to re-energize your prayer life. It's called the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. Writing down your prayer requests and noting how God has answered you is a spiritual habit that will deepen your prayer life. Your faith will be strengthened as you go back and review your prayers and reflect on how God has been working in your life. To keep it interesting for you, Daily Hope comes out with a new prayer journal every year that has a fresh look and feel. This year, the Daily Hope Prayer Journal is themed after Psalm 19:1. Where the Bible says, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. It has a soft, deep blue vegan leather cover and is packed full of scriptures and beautiful artwork that will help inspire you to journal and track your prayers. Pastor Rick asked us to send you a copy of this great resource as his way of saying thanks for your financial support of the Daily Hope Ministry. Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Thanks so much for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
Hebrews 11:11-12 says this. It was by faith that Sarah, together with Abraham, was able to have a child. This is an unsolvable problem. Even though they were too old and Sarah was barren, Abraham believed that God would keep his promise. And so a whole nation came from this one man, Abraham, who was too old to have any children, but a nation with so many people that like the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore, there's no way to count them. God had the last laugh. Here's the fourth thing I want you to learn. Write it down. Faith is expecting a miracle without knowing how. That's what faith is. I'm teaching you today what it means to have faith. Faith is facing the future without knowing what, following God's leading without knowing where, waiting for God's timing without knowing when, expecting a miracle without knowing how. That is the test of your character. That is the test of your faith. Let's go on to the fifth test. The fifth test is also in Abraham's life, and it is a senseless loss. A senseless loss. When you have a loss in your life that makes no sense at all, it seems irrational, it seems illogical, it doesn't make sense. And this, of course, was the ultimate test. The ultimate test in Abraham's life. And I want to tell you, friends, it will be yours too. This will be the ultimate test in your life. A senseless loss. A lot of what happens in life, friends, it just doesn't make sense. And when we look for an explanation, we're not going to find one. A lot in life just doesn't make sense. You spend your whole life thinking that if I get an explanation, then I'll feel better about this loss. You won't. If my wife were to drop dead tonight, and I knew why, I knew the explanation, it wouldn't make it any less painful. Explanations never comfort. What you need when you're in pain, what you need when you've had a major loss, is you need the presence of God, not the explanation of God. Explanation will not make it any less painful. So stop looking for the why. What you need is simply God's presence in your life. A lot of what happens in life doesn't make sense. Now God, after Abraham had had this miracle baby at 100 named Isaac, Isaac is now a young man. And God says one day, I want you to sacrifice your son to me. Now this seems so unheard of. It seems so brutal. It seems so bloody. It seems so nonsensical. Why would God ask me to sacrifice the very son that he gave me through a miracle? This is a test. God knows what he's doing. He's testing Abraham's faith. God is not a cruel God. God is not a capricious God. God is not a mean God. Abraham knew that. And so he's going to obey, knowing that God's going to do something about it. Because I know God is not that kind of God. But this is the ultimate test. Isaac represented everything God had given Abraham. If his son dies, there's no future nation. Now, our response to this, when we look at it from the outside, this is unfair. Have you ever said that in life? It's not fair. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Life is not fair. Who said it was fair? This is not heaven. This is earth. Life is not fair on earth because it's filled with sin and sorrow and suffering and evil and your choice. And you do things that aren't fair, and everybody else does too. God could make life very fair, just take away our freedom of choice. But God asked him, Isaac, to sacrifice his own son, and our response is shock. How in the world could God even ask Abraham to do this? In verses 17 and 18 of Hebrews 11, it says this: it was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promise, was ready to sacrifice his only son, even though God had promised him, Isaac is the son through which your descendants will be counted. This is one of the most gripping stories in Scripture. Abraham is trusting the goodness of God, saying God's going to figure out a way. As I said, this will be the most gut-wrenching test in your life. When God says, the dream I've given you, do you love the dream more than me, or do you love me more than the dream? Do you trust me? If you love the dream more than you love God, you've made the dream an idol. Now, God is a good God. And we know there are many layers to this story. The fact God had already, 1,000 years before Abraham had been born, before he asked Abraham to, he already knew what he was going to do. He was going to provide a lamb. as a symbol, as a metaphor, as an illustration of the fact that in a few thousand years he was going to provide the Lamb of God, his own son. And he would sacrifice, God would sacrifice his son for you. God is a God of love. He is not a God of anger or retribution. To those who love him and put their trust in him, he says, I will provide the Lamb. But you will be tested in your life. Do you love the dream? Do you love the promise more than you love the promiser and the dream giver? Abraham passed the test. How in the world was he able to obey God in faith? Well, the Bible tells us how. Hebrews 11, verse 19. Abraham reasoned. That word there literally means he calculated. It's an accounting term. He reasoned. He calculated. He figured in his mind that God could raise the dead. If God can give me a miracle son at age 100, he can raise him back to life. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. Abraham thought, well, if this goes through, I know God can raise him back to life. That's the kind of God I serve.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Pastor Rick has a powerful way to re-energize your prayer life. It's called the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. Many of us don't realize that journaling is a spiritual habit that will help your prayers stay fresh, effective, and consistent. This year, the Daily Hope Prayer Journal is themed after Psalm 19:1, where the Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands." It has a soft, deep blue vegan leather cover, and it's packed full of scriptures and beautiful artwork that will help you enjoy writing down your prayers. Pastor Rick has asked us to send you a copy of this great resource as his way of saying thanks for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Have you ever taken a step of faith with no idea what's next? Well, with the help of Daily Hope, Nicole did just that. She wrote this note to me. Hello, Pastor Rick. A close friend of mine suggested I listen to Daily Hope 4 years ago, and while I had faith and I loved the Lord, I was lost. But Daily Hope rescued me. My relationship with Jesus grew in ways that I never knew possible. I was soon baptized, and over the next 4 years, I grew in boldness and in faith in the Lord, and I even left a high-powered and high-salaried position to follow a different purpose-driven path with the Lord's guidance. It's been a literal step forward in faith without knowing the next steps. Certainly not something I was capable of years ago, and already God is showing me his goodness. You know, as my husband explores his own relationship with Jesus, again, your ministry is literally a godsend. Your ability to teach the good news in ways that are easy to understand and apply it is just amazing. We also follow your suggestion to find a good local church. So thanks for all you do for believers and those who are seeking Christ around the world. Rick, you're loved and appreciated and no doubt a vessel of God's grace and mercy. Signed, Nicole. Well, Nicole, I'm so glad that you've grown in your relationship with Jesus and you've taken the important step of getting baptized. What an important step this is. Finding a church home, really listening to the Lord, and living a purpose-driven life. All of that happens when you take time to listen to God's Word. I love how your friend shared Daily Hope with you, and now you've shared it with your husband. You know, any of you can do this. Anybody can do this. You can share Daily Hope with your friends and with your relatives and with people you don't even know, and then watch how God brings life to others through his word.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.